Hi there, I'm Dr. Winnie Hartstrong. I'm running for Congress to represent Missouri, and I was born in Minneapolis. The hospital where George Floyd supposedly took his last breath is where I took my first breath, so I'm very concerned about what's happening right now in my home state. I wanted to ask a few questions, and the thesis of what I have to say today is George Floyd is alive, prove me wrong. I'm an academic. I've studied rhetoric. There's an actual department of rhetoric to study how to use words and reality toward your own advantage. We studied Hitler's rhetoric. I studied all America's founding documents, going all the way to the Declaration of Independence and to President Trump's inaugural addresses. I even wrote a children's book on the president, and I have some things to say about what's happening right now in our country. I am part of the MAGA movement. There's a concerted effort to quash the MAGA movement, but that's not going to happen because there's a worldwide awakening, and people around the world are waking up. I have so much to say about this. So George Floyd supposedly is being choked to death and he's crying out for his mom. We haven't heard anything about the mom. We haven't seen a family photo. We haven't seen any evidence of them together as a cohesive unit. Floyd might be a fake name for all we know. What I know for sure is that there is a Floyd's in South Minneapolis. That's a hot spot, a gathering place for African Americans in that city, and it's a barbershop. So if I was going to murder the psyche of a people, I would give this guy a Floyd name. John Floyd, George Floyd. I could get you 10 George Floyds by the end of the day. You know how you do it? You lure in a homeless man, you give him some drugs laced with poison, and you kill him. So that's Exhibit A, George Floyd, okay? The person that has been booked now, the photo of this Chauvin officer, is not the same person in the video who is strangling him. There are cameras from around the world gathered right now in Minneapolis, and there was no video evidence of this guy being arrested. So we're supposed to believe that the person that's in jail right now is a person we see in the video. Black America, you all need to wake up and stop being so emotional. You need to stop crying, stop looting, stop burning, and start asking questions. There is no way that what we are seeing right now is a natural occurrence. Even in the video, you see behind the officer that the gas prices that are listed, those aren't coronavirus gas prices. Where I'm at, gas prices are, you know, much cheaper than that. Okay, we see that the numbers on the police cars are changing. One car has one number. When the video changes angles, it's a different number. So what's happening here? We see that the officer's badge is all crooked, and he's not even really matching his colleague. They don't have the same police badge. So what is really going on here? If the cabal was able to present a body double to for the Kennedy assassinations, who's to say that George Floyd isn't 10 different people at this point? Okay, the coroner is even saying that there's no sign of asphyxiation. So that tells me that he's probably examining a different body and not George Floyd. George Floyd is probably somewhere enjoying his rich reward, and so is this Officer Chauvin, this so-called Officer Chauvin. Let me tell you what I know about Minnesota politics. I cut my teeth there. In 2011, I worked on the Tim Pawlenty campaign alongside Elise Stefanik, who is now a member of Congress. In 2012, I was on my way to Michelle Bachmann's congressional office when I decided to go to graduate school instead and study politics. And let me tell you what I know. What I know is that we have been learning a backward history. So the history in the textbooks is actually the conspiracy, and the conspiracy is the real history. So folks, do not believe anything you see or read or watch on TV, okay? Even this video, question this. I may have been paid to say this, but I'm not. I'm a real person, and I'm putting my real identity out there to question the narrative right now. Black America needs to stop being so emotional. Candace, I saw a video where you said, oh, this made me cry. Stop crying. Start asking questions, okay? We cannot be so emotional at the detriment of our community. Everyone's guilty. White America is guilt-ridden about slavery. Okay, well, my ancestors in Africa sold off their brothers and sisters into slavery. My Bible tells me that we have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So we can all share the blame. So quit the guilt, quit the anger, and start asking questions. There is no way that George Floyd is dead. George Floyd is alive, America. Prove me wrong.